In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, 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 what is going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and talk about today's episode. Listen, y'all, okay, I don't know if you know this, but I feel like Black women at birth are ushered into this invisible contract called the Superwoman contract, aka the strong Black woman. Okay, we know this. But I want to talk about that today because, you know, this is something that we didn't ask for. This is something we didn't say, hey, sign me up for that, okay? I'm down. Like, we have these conditions thrown upon us and they are wrecking our nervous systems. They are wrecking our this contract, this invisible contract that we have been ushered into that we never signed up for or asked for. Who asked for it? Nobody. Okay. It is wrecking our self-esteem. It is wrecking our the visions and goals that we have for our lives. It is wrecking our physical health, our spiritual health, our mental health. This Superwoman contract can have devastating effects that last for years. And so I want to talk about that today in this podcast episode. But first, hey girl, just really quick, let me two-step this on in there because, you know, I have an offer now and I'm very excited about it. So I'm going to talk about it every single episode. So real quick, before we get into today's episode, I just want to remind you that I'm here to support you, sis. Okay. I have your back. I am offering the Being coaching session. Being stands for body, environment, identity, nurture, and ground, okay? And these are one-on-one sessions just for Black women who are tired of holding it all together, something that I have done for decades and am now no longer in like that kind of struggle mode. It has taken me some time to get to this place, but y'all, it's everything here. Okay. So if you're tired of holding it all together and you just need a space to drop your shoulders, to put down all the weight you're carrying, to realize you do not have to perform, that you can set boundaries, that you have permission to just be yourself, to make space for you, your healing, your well-being, your happiness, your joy. Okay. To set aside the chaos and dysfunction that is going on around you in your life. Like, this is for you. You do not have to fix. There's nothing for you to necessarily fix, okay? You can just show up and be, all right? So if you've been craving support like that from a Black woman who actually sees you, I see you, this is it, okay? So there's going to be a link to book in my show notes as well as in my Instagram or social media profile, link in bio, okay? All right. So let's go on and get into today's episode. Like I said, talk about this Superwoman contract that, as Keith Sweat says, like, who asked for this? Nobody. Nobody. Okay. We did not sign up for this. All right. So I don't know about you, but I feel like I was handed this damn cape definitely, if not fresh out the womb, even though there's something to be said, like we know that girl kids are looked at completely different from boy kids. I mean, we know that. But if I go back into my memory bank, I feel like I was handed this cape, the unofficial Superwoman contract cape, all right, when I was probably around 6 years old. That's like one of the earliest memories of when I feel like I got the cape, around 6 years old or so. There was a lot going on in the home. And then to add to all the chaos and stuff going on, my brother showed up when I was about 7, okay? And I really had the cape then. Because not only was there stuff going on in the home, I'm talking violence, physical violence, abuse, poverty, struggle, just that kind of stuff. Now we have a baby in the mix, and I am the one pretty much responsible for him, especially once I got a little bit older, because my mom had to work. She's raising two kids as a single mom at some point. And so it was me being home with him, especially once I got older. Like once my brother got here, that cape was handed to me and I had to put that damn cape on and grow and literally grow up. Okay. So the Superwoman contract, and maybe you identify with that. All right. The Superwoman contract is, again, an invisible agreement that nobody asked for. Okay. And it's often passed down. So if you have a invisible Superwoman contract, I'm pretty sure your mama has one, your mama and them, your aunties had one, your grandma, your great grandma, it just passed right on up the chain. Okay. And if we are not careful to explore and really get real about what this entails and how this contract can wreck our lives, we're going to just pass it on down. And again, this is not for boys. This is not for men. This is for girls. This is for little black girls who turn into black women who feel like they are responsible for all the things because we've been told that we're responsible for all the things. All right. So this invisible agreement, it says things like, and let me know if any of these sound like, yeah, I've heard that before. but this invisible agreement, it can sound like or look like you don't get to rest. Or if you do get to rest, you got to make sure all these things are done first. It can look like you have to be strong. Don't you cry about it. Or, you know, that's one thing I was heard after getting a whooping. What is it? Don't cry or I'm going to give you something to cry about. Make that make sense. Or if there are things going on in the home, you guys are having hard times. You got to show up in the public and you can't go out there and show your pain. It cannot be on your face because you don't want people asking what's wrong, what's going on. You don't want people to investigate and explore for fear that there will be some repercussions. Okay. So you have to be strong. You have to just act like everything in your world is hunky dory, even though on the inside you're wrecked. And as a child, let alone a grown adult, obviously, but as a child, like if you were given this invisible agreement when you were a kid, as a lot of us were, it is so hard for a child to just be a kid, let alone now you've got the responsibility of this invisible agreement because there are just all these things going on. So you have to be strong. You have to be strong for your family. All right. Your agreement may include you have to support everybody. You got to support everybody. Oh, your kids want to move back home? Absolutely. Okay, great. And we know with just how like the job market and everything is right now, who can blame them, right? I don't necessarily see a problem with that. But what I do see a challenge with is that they come back and there's no type of contribution around the house at all whatsoever. It's like, oh, I'm moving back in with mama. My mama used to make my bed for me. She used to clean up after me. She used to cook for me all the time. She used to, you know, do all these things. Like they come back and then it's just like it goes back into that child and adult role. And there's no one helping you to carry the daily load of running the household, of making sure the mortgage payment is paid on time, right? So you're having to carry the weight and responsibilities of everyone else. Maybe you're a caregiver. Maybe your dad or your mom or your aunts or your grandmother, you're a caregiver for them because they're older. They are in their 70s, their 80s, their 90s. They're older. They need support. They may not be able to do much. And so you being the doting daughter that you are, or the doting niece that you are, or the doting granddaughter that you are, or grandchild that you are, you go and you tend to them. You get off of work, you go tend to them. You come home, you prep meals for them. You go over there on the weekends, you go over there and you clean their house. You go over there and make sure their bills are in order. You go over there and do whatever it is they need to have done. because you're the automatic support system for them. It was just like an automatic. Oh, she got it. She could do it. She can do it, right? So you're carrying everyone else in one way or another, and your contract probably also looks a little bit or a lot like you don't need help. You don't need help. You don't need support. You got it. Nobody can do it like you. You'll take care of it. Because if not, they won't do it right. So I'll do it. Or you don't want to ask for help because maybe you've been taught that asking for help is dangerous. It has consequences. So you do it yourself. Or maybe you don't ask for help because it was a sign of weakness in your family. Okay? Or you don't ask for help because you should know all the things already. You should know how to do this, or you should know how to take care of that. You shouldn't need help with this situation because I'm busy too, and you know, you just need to figure it out. So there's more to it than that, but these are some of the general things that a lot of our contracts are, these invisible agreements that we never, I have to stress that. I'm saying contract for a reason, but it's like we feel like we are obligated, or we've had these responsibilities or these expectations thrust upon us, and we never ever raised our hand and said, yes, I want to do this, or yes, I agree to these terms. Absolutely not. Black women, okay, I know I don't need to say this, but I will. All this weight that we are carrying, you may think that you are doing a fine job, sis, and I'm sure you are, and I for damn sure know you are doing your best to keep it all together, okay? But the body does not lie. The body does not lie. We are carrying extra weight. No, I am not fat shaming, okay? We are eating things that probably were not really best designed for our bodies. So heavy on the fats and the sodiums and things like that because we're so busy tending to everyone else and their things that it's damn near impossible for us to make a decent meal for ourselves on a regular basis or even find something close to our homes. Okay, where you feel comfortable pulling in and saying, at least I'll get a pretty decent meal here, okay? In our neighborhoods, what's usually around and open? McDonald's, Taco Bell, Popeye's Chicken, Burger King. What else is there? Little Caesars, Domino's Pizza, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, all right? There's not a lot of healthy options around. So when we are doing all the things, it really makes it hard for us to eat the way that our bodies want to be fed, to rest the way that our bodies want to rest. It makes it damn near impossible to prioritize our health because we are not on our calendars, but everything and everybody else is. And we feel like, and for some of us, this is true, that if we drop even one ball, everything comes crashing down. Everything will fall through the cracks because you are the backbone of your situations, your family dynamics. At your job, they are counting on you tremendously to get things done, to show up, right? It's exhausting, this invisible agreement that the Black woman is Superwoman, this Superwoman contract. Again, it's something that's not written, but it's enforced. It's enforced. We know the unwritten and unspoken and sometimes very spoken rules, okay? There are family members that will have no problem, quote unquote, putting you in your place because you are deviating from the plan, the blueprint that you never agreed to, never said, I want any parts of this in this fashion. But it's the family, it's our system. Like these are these systems in our families. This is how it's enforced. And it just goes right on down the line from one woman to the next, from one woman to the next, from one woman to the next. I feel like Black women, we're in such survival mode, and it's been ongoing for so long. Like our mothers didn't have the luxury of letting a ball fall through the crack. Like nobody was coming to support us. No one was coming to tend to us. No one was coming to save us. No one was coming to hold our hands and guide us through some of these hard things that, you know, have happened in our families. Like no one was coming to support the Black woman in that way, typically. The Black woman has always been the backbone, always been the support, always been the nurturer, always been the support system. Like always. The matriarchs in our family, like this is just what it has been. So if your mama didn't have the luxury, like if you didn't have, I don't want to say privilege because I'm not saying it in that way, but I hope you follow what I'm trying to say. Like if you didn't have the privilege of seeing your mom kind of like fall apart, you know, you for damn sure, you know, you're not going to do it either. Like if you didn't have the privilege of seeing her unravel, okay, I think a lot of us, we just need to unravel and let some things fall where they fall and kind of hit that reset, you know? But if you didn't see that your mother had the cap, like like if she didn't, how do I say this? Like if she didn't give herself permission, or if she didn't have the luxury, you know, of being able to fall apart or to let things go, that's what I'm trying to say. Like she didn't have the luxury, you know, because this meant our survival. We're talking about survival here a lot of times. So if we didn't see them, like if we just saw them shouldering this decade after decade on down the line, even though their bodies were broken a lot of times, or broken down, sick, unwell, stressed out, exhausted, you know, anxious, depressed, then yeah, we won't allow ourselves to unravel either. Like it's just survival mode. That just these cycles just keep repeating. But what I feel is that the average Black woman that listens to this podcast, I feel like you're a cycle breaker. Like you are a disruptor. You are a pattern. Like you bring to light, you shine light on things that are happening around your around in your environment, in your family, et cetera. Like you are the one that shines the light and says, hey, what is happening here? Okay, what is going on? Some things have got to change. And you know, if you are that person, there are people in your family, they don't like that. You are making waves, honey. This is how it's always been. And you're going to take care of these people. You're going to take care of Big Mama. You're going to pay so-and-so's bills every month. You're going to go and drive so-and-so to the grocery store every Tuesday and Friday. You're going to like you again are being shown or even told that you cannot disrupt in any capacity, what is happening here. You have got to continue to live in agreement with this invisible, unsigned superwoman contract. And so when you deem yourself audacious enough, brave enough, bold enough to say, I'm tapping out, I'm opting out, I'm done with this and how we do things this way, decade after decade, right? I'm done with how this is going and I'm tapping out. I'm taking another path in my life. You know, you're definitely gonna make some waves. You are definitely going to make some waves. You're gonna make some people mad. They're gonna be angry. They're going to be pointing fingers. You are the problem. This is your fault. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? Why did you say X, Y, Z? You should have just not said anything and just continued to keep going. Does any of that sound familiar to anybody out there? right? So we had survival, and we've seen our mamas do this and our grandmamas do that, right? And now, and that's kind of like legacy stuff. That's in the past. But now, even still today, in the year of 2025, it's the same. It may look a little different.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
But it's the same thing. We still have the contract that we didn't sign up for, we didn't agree to. And we're facing capitalism and grind culture and hustle culture and respectability and single motherhood and, you know, perfectionism and, you know, we got to be twice as good to get this job and earn less and all that jazz. And so the contract just continues marching on, unchallenged. Ignored. But we're breaking these patterns. We're breaking these cycles, right? And so some things that you can consider is if you're thinking like, no, I'm not still doing that. I know my mama, she did that, but I'm not doing that. But some of us, we still are. And this is not like a pointing the finger blaming. It's just maybe to bring a little bit of awareness, okay? Because I'm on this journey of liberation just like you. And so I have had to explore the things that I talk about on this podcast. Again, it's not to say, hey, look at me. I'm better than you. You, whatever, you know, no. Listen. I cannot tell you how real of a Black woman I am, and I've dealt with so much of this stuff, okay? So you think it may not show up now for you, for some of you that are saying, no, that's not me. I don't do like what my mama did. If you have done any of these three or four things, I'm going to say that it is still, you are still tied to that invisible agreement that we never signed up for, the Superwoman contract. So it can look like saying you got it when you don't. Okay, someone's like, "Hey, Tanisha, I'm gonna need. Can you let me hold $150 until 4 weeks from now?" And you know this person never gives you your money back. You know that you need it. So that on September 1st, you can pay your rent or pay your car note or pay for your baby's tuition, whatever. But instead of saying, no, I ain't got it, you say, yeah, let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can figure out. I got you. I got it. Let me see if I can take care of it. All right. Or if you are sick or you've been sick, I should say. And you still go into the office not because you're afraid you're going to lose your job, even though that can be a real threat, but not because you're afraid you'll lose your job, but you know, you don't want to take a sick day. You don't want them to think you're taking advantage of the sick time program, or, you know, there is a project that, even though somebody else can do it while you're recovering for a couple of days, even though someone else can you know, pick up the slack, you're like, no. I'm just going to go ahead and log on, or I'm going to, you know, go into the office because I'm the only one that can do this. I have got to show up, you know, I have got to do the work. So you won't take a sick day or vacation time. Some of you have vacation time that's been sitting in your bucket for 17 years. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean, because it just keeps rolling over. Some of you had vacation time and you lost it, or sick time and you lost it because you didn't use it. It was a use it or lose it situation. And for whatever reason, you lost three or four days. Another way that it shows up is when we're praised for doing the most with the least. You know, we always say that a Black woman can make a dollar out of 15 cents. I don't even know what that means, but I like that actual saying. It doesn't make sense, but I get it, obviously, because we will always make it do what it do. I get that. But I'm trying to be very careful, you know, with not hyping up Black women for always being able to pull through and make something work out of thin air when they didn't have like the time, the bandwidth, the energy, the resources, you know, et cetera. It's just finding ways to hype up Black women who say, I ain't got it, or no, or I'm taking some time away, I'm gonna take a sabbatical, I'm gonna take some sick days, or, you know, I can't help you, or whatever the case may be. Just trying to hype Black women up for that too. As much as we praise ourselves for doing the most with the absolute least. And then the last one I would say is just always feeling guilty about stuff. Always feeling guilty about stuff. That's how you know that you are living in agreement with this invisible contract. Because you always feel guilty about things that pertain to you. Never anybody else, just you, okay? Someone asks, hey, can you give me, can you help me, can you do this, can you do that? You're like, yep, sure, yep, absolutely, I got it. Let me figure it out, da da da. But when it's you that needs care, when it's you that, you know, is in need of joy, when it's you in need of support, and instead of asking for help, you feel guilty. Oh, I shouldn't ask them. They got their own needs. I shouldn't ask them. They busy too. They got their own lives, or they, you know, they ain't got it, or whatever the case may be. We feel guilty when we need help. We feel guilty when we are in need of joy in our lives, or we feel guilty when we need to slow down, to stop, to hit the pause button, to just be still, to just go sit down somewhere and be still. There's so much guilt in that. So you know that that is in direct relation to the contract that we're talking about, the Superwoman contract. And the cost, man, the cost is so great. The cost is so great. For me, the costs included being very bitter, being very angry, depression, anxiety, gastritis. If you don't know what that is, it has to do with like the lining of the stomach, I guess the acids. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because this was at least 10 years ago, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So I can't recall exactly. But I'm pretty sure it's like the stomach acids from stress, anxiety, probably get your acids all worked up, and it can destroy the lining in your stomach. Right. So I had gastritis. And I was like probably in my late 20s or early 30s, somewhere in there. I don't recall the exact age, but still, I've shared that before. And the doctor told me, he's like, if you don't figure something out with your life, like he literally looked at my stomach and he knew, like they put the little thing inside your stomach, the, I don't know what it's called, but you know what I'm talking about, the tube, and they can, with the camera, and they see what's going on in there. And when I came out of that little procedure, he was like, listen, he didn't say sis, but I'm putting extra on it. But this was the vibe that this white doctor told me, this man. He like, listen, sis, if you don't get your life together and figure something out with your stress or whatever is going on in your life, you are going to have a serious problem on your hands down the line, including ulcers, and you do not want that. You have got to get it under control. I was so anxious, under so much stress, that invisible contract. I was mentally, emotionally battling that contract every single day. Every single day, even in my 30s and my 40s, I was battling that invisible Superwoman contract probably just about every single day. So yeah, the burnout, the bitterness, the anger, the health issues, anger, resentment, those kind of things, losing yourself, self-abandoning, losing your trust in yourself, no confidence, negative, just feeling negative about yourself, like you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not valuable, you're whatever. That's the cost. And we've talked about self-abandonment definitely recently on the podcast. We ain't doing that no more in 2025, all right? We're not doing that in 2025. So my question to you is this. We talked about the Superwoman contract, the invisible, unagreed to, you know, Superwoman contract that Black women are, if not born into, definitely by the time you hit like 7 to 10 years old, the contract has been, you are under the law. You are now under the law of this invisible contract. All right. My question to you is, what if you voided that contract right now, wherever you are in your life, whatever your family dynamic is, whatever your work dynamic is, whatever your relationship dynamic is, okay? Only you know, we haven't talked. But I'm guessing that as I'm speaking, someone's thinking about this right now and saying, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So what if you voided the contract, sis? What if you voided the contract? What if you tore it up, ripped it to shreds, burned it in the fire to ashes? Like, what if? What if you said, I'm opting out? What if you said, I am no longer agreeing to these terms that I never, listen, I am no longer agreeing to these terms that I never agreed to in the first place, right? What if? What if? And I'm not talking about fantasy like, oh, I would never do it. I'm talking about for real. What if? What if? What would it really look like for you to void, cancel, rip up, burn, opt out of that contract? What if? What if you started asking for help, even though everything in you was like, ooh, this is hard? That would be voiding the contract. What if you started saying, what if you started having boundaries about things like people come, they treat you like you're not allowed to have boundaries, right? That's one of the things that I dealt with for years, for decades, my entire life. So what if you started saying no and not making excuses, not offering apologies, not offering explanations, not offering details, not offering other options? What if you just started saying, no, I ain't got it. No, I can't. Thank you. What if you'd be voiding the contract? What if you decided that from this point forward, you're going to choose softness and not martyrdom or sacrifice or giving up, ignoring your needs, pretending you don't have needs? Like, what if you decided to choose yourself, choose your liberation, choose your freedom, choose your joy, choose your peace, choose your softness? Choose yourself. What if? I'm serious. What if you'd be voiding the contract? So I want you to really sit with that. And if you are comfortable, feel free to email me at connect@browngirlsselfcare.com or share this podcast episode on Instagram and tag me and just write a little blurb about which part of like what in your clause, like what clause are you voiding? Like what something that you're tearing up in your contract like right now, and you already know what it is. What is it? What are you burning down to ashes? What are you saying? Hell nah. It's a no for me going forward. I want to know. Share this episode and tag me and let me know how the Superwoman contract has affected you or what it meant for you or what part you're like saying, nah, I ain't doing this no more. I'm opting out. I really want to know. It would be so dope if somehow we could put together, depending on if I got enough responses between now and maybe like within the next week or two, but put together some kind of like carousel on Instagram of just things that we're saying, I'm opting out of this. I'm opting out of that. I'm ripping this up. I am no longer in alignment with this super invisible superwoman contract. You know what I'm saying? Just something, just to make a bold declaration of Black women saying, nah, we ain't doing this. I'm opting out. I'm done. Right? So I would be really curious to know what one part of your own superwoman contract is that you are willing to break today. So if you feel comfortable sharing that, again, you can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com, or if you share this episode on social and you add whatever it is that you are breaking off as of this moment, you can tag me and I will see it. All right. So you have your assignment. I'm curious to know your thoughts on this. If you're on Spotify, you can leave it on Spotify as well, and I will see it within the next week or so. I try to keep up with the comments, but girl, just as I'm telling you about burnout and stuff, it's the same for me. I'm really doing what I can to prioritize myself, even as I do, you know, the podcast and things like that. So, but yeah, I will see it. Okay. All right. So I guess the last thing I'll say before I wrap up is that, you know, doing this for yourself, saying, you know, I am cutting ties with this invisible superwoman contract, it doesn't mean that you're a bad daughter. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're selfish. I heard someone say today, what did they say? That people will say you're selfish because you're not doing anything for them. People will call you selfish because you're not doing something for them, right? So this does not mean you are selfish. It doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It doesn't mean that you are a bad daughter, a bad partner, a bad mom, a bad employee, like whatever your mind has kind of guilted you into believing, those things are not true. Okay. That's not you talking. Those things are not true. Right. But what is true to me is that you're in a place where you're just like, I deserve better. I deserve to choose myself. I deserve to invite more peace into my life, into my day, into my environment, into my home, into my conversations, into my job, you know, into my relationships. I'm worthy of more peace. I'm worthy of more joy. I'm worthy of more support. I'm worthy of more nurturing. I'm worthy of more love and self-love and grace and all those beautiful things that lead to living an abundant life. So, yeah, you deserve these things. So I hope you really give this episode some thought, okay? All right. So the last thing that I'll say is don't forget to clink. Don't forget to click the link in the show notes if you want to have some one-on-one time with me in the Bean sessions. I've done several over just the last couple of weeks, honestly. And when I tell you that, first of all, the women that I have been in community with, they have been vulnerable. They have shown up. Some have, before we even started the session, they just came just crying and opening their hearts. And I just love it. I love to support Black women. Okay. I love it. There's something about a Black woman who is in bloom, or she's not seeing what I see. She's not seeing just how she's special and magical and smart and beautiful and worthy of the moon and the stars. But because life has just been a raggedy hoe in some cases, it just feels so hard. And so we talk through just ways to protect your peace and to start setting some boundaries and to stand up for yourself and to start making a blueprint for your life, you know? So the conversations, some have been very heavy. Some have been just joy-filled. They've been all over the place, but it is an honor to be able to support Black women. So I promise you, spend some time with me if you are just wanting to get a little clearer. You want to get rid of some of that weight you've been carrying around over the last however long. Like, allow me to support you, sis. You don't have to do this by yourself. That is the whole point of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. All right. You don't have to do this by yourself. Okay. So the link is in my show notes. Get on my calendar and let's get you going. Okay. All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have an abundant week. Have a beautiful week. Remember about that Superwoman contract. Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.